Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. I decided I want to start each show with just a very short little story that relates to the topic. So today we're going to be talking about detoxing and detoxing with real food. Now, about 20 years ago, I did a detox with some Chinese herbs that actually I felt great, but to be honest, I really didn't know a lot about it at the time, and I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. There was some food involved, so it wasn't like a juice cleanse or something like that, which I have nothing against. Of course, it depends on your personality, what you're looking for, the results, things like that. But it was definitely an interesting experience, and I did feel much, I guess, cleaner. I felt more energized. I felt like I had been rebooted. And so I love talking about this subject, and we have got the gorgeous and brilliant Nikki Sharp. We're going to be talking about her book, 5-Day Real Food Detox. Hello, Nikki.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, I wouldn't recommend people just go out and get some Chinese herbs. I actually should say I got these from an acupuncturist. So, you know, I did trust the person I was working with, but it did really make a difference. And even for people like me who I eat really clean, but once in a while, there's other stuff. There's environmental toxins, there's stress, right? So Even if you feel like you already eat a healthy diet, tell us why it's important to do a detox.
Absolutely. I think you're right on that, you know, first and foremost, people should really look into, if they want to do a detox, really figure out which one you should be doing. Everyone's talking about, you know, the juice cleanse and the smoothies, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to actually be healthy or good for you. So I always recommend doing your research. Now, there's a lot of, you know, we'll say bad press about detoxing, and I'm kind of in that same thinking that I don't think that people doing these high intense, you know, juice cleanses every single week are good. And in fact, they're actually quite detrimental for your body. So I recommend people doing, you know, finding that cleanse that works for you and doing it so that you make it work into your lifestyle. So it's almost like a quick reset button. So, you know, for 1 week, we might exercise a lot just to feel better, get back on track. And it's the same thing with doing a detox. It can just help kickstart those habits, or, you know, let's say you've hit a plateau, it helps overcome that. So there are some really big benefits to detoxing. It's just a matter of, I like to always say, really making sure you're doing it for a lifestyle reason, not a quick fix.
Oh, I love that. And I have to say, speaking of love, your book is fantastic. I love in part one, Coming Clean, Detoxing with Clean Food. So for people who are new to clean food and healthy living, how do you define clean food?
Yeah. There's a lot of different, you know, we'll say things on what clean food is exactly, but I always say it's just food that comes from the earth or as close to being unprocessed as possible, things that are not prepackaged. I always say if it has lots of ingredients in it and it's telling you, you know, all the different calories and everything, typically it's not going to be that good. You know, like your fruits and vegetables that you find are not prepackaged and they don't have all of that information. And just really trying to find things that have been made or sourced with love. So farmer's market, anything that you would find at a farmer's market is a great example of what clean food is. And it's just removing things that really have been highly processed. And it's one of those common sense things. We tend to overcomplicate all of this, being like, oh, well, what is clean food? And it's just real food. It's the non-processed crap that we're used to eating. That's all. It's actually super simple.
Yeah, I like that because it makes so much sense. I think some people get overwhelmed. They're like, well, does everything I have to eat be non-GMO? Does everything I have to eat, you know, organic? And I say, you know, look at the Clean 15, look at the Dirty Dozen. Mm-hmm. But if you can just avoid all that stuff you talked about, all the crap with all the ingredients in it where you don't even know how to pronounce anything, that's doing great. Because I think if you try to be perfect, you're going to fall and then you're going to get discouraged.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think that it's more important to find one habit that works and start to introduce that. So with clients and also people that do my detox, you learn that it's more important to start bringing good foods in and not so much stressing about what bad foods to take out. Because if you tell your mind, and we've all been on a diet before and we know that diets do not work, you know, if you tell yourself, okay, I am never having chocolate again, and I am a full-blown, you know, chocoholic. And if I tell myself
oh,
I am not, right? Hey, like, no more chocolate. Well, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go and binge on chocolate. So instead of doing that, then it's, okay, well, why don't you just try to have one smoothie a day with ginger and lime juice and pineapple and, you know, mango and coconut. And naturally, your cravings for these foods are going to disappear. So it's not saying you can't have them ever again. It's just saying, let's actually focus on the good stuff over focusing on the negative.
That smoothie sounds so good. And I have to admit, I have so gotten out of the smoothie habit, Nikki. I was doing it. I was doing great. And then I kind of fell off. And then last week, I found these chips. Here I go. There were... they're like, oh, they're paleo. They're fried in avocado oil. And I know avocado oil has a high smoke point, but you don't want to be sitting around eating bags of chips. So
right.
I literally ate, I can't believe I say this. I am very honest. I ate an entire bag in one day. I don't know what happened. Like, I didn't eat that much else. I had some avocados, so I cut it up and I made some fresh salsa. And then I'm just sort of working and eating and working and eating. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? Like, okay, I could have had like a small handful and I would have been okay. But you know what I mean? Sometimes when we like something, we get carried away and we don't want to be fooled by labels, and I'm usually not. But as chips go, I should say these were really good. I can't remember the brand, but I'm off track now. I'm just thinking about chips. But let's get into your the 5-day of real food detox. Like, walk us through it.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just finished it. I did it last week as, again, just kind of a reset for my own body. Yeah, and it's, you know, come kind of Saturday morning, I just felt so good. And even, you know, today, I'm so energized and I'm sleeping amazing. And it's, you know, even though I am a wellness expert and I kind of talk about all things health, wellness, detoxing, you know, even someone like me needs a reset every once in a while. And, you know, stress is one of the biggest things that we need to take a break from. And a lot of that comes with, we start to feel guilty over the foods we eat or don't eat. So when you're kind of, you have a meal plan in front of you and you just eat exactly that way, it works out really well and it reduces the stress, which then, you know, leads to all these other benefits. But so the 5-day detox, I actually wrote this program a few years ago. I was living in London and it was before detoxing really was a heavy hitting thing in the market. You know, there wasn't all the juice cleansing and smoothies yet. And I remember it being really cold in London and it was over the holidays and I gained weight. I felt like shit. And I talk about this in my book too, but yeah. My skin was dull, you know, kind of how we all feel after the holidays and, you know, roll around January 1st. And I started Googling detoxes because I didn't necessarily want to just focus on weight loss, which would be a diet. I wanted to actually feel better, more energized. So there was nothing on the market that really piqued my interest, we'll say. It was all, like, I remember looking at, you know, some online magazine, I think it was like Shape or something, had like, eat a piece of salmon and 3 spears of asparagus with no salt, no, you know, nothing. And I'm like, really? You're like, you gotta be, that's terrible. It's like, that to me is almost as bad as like not eating. So I ended up just writing my own, and I knew enough about nutrition. I'd been studying it. And so I actually wrote this plan only for myself, which is the ironic thing that it's kind of become this big deal and it's, you know, published as a book now. But I marketed it to my Instagram people because I wasn't an influencer yet at that time. But I just said, hey guys, I wrote this detox. Do you all want it? So the premise that I wrote this plan on is that you are having very balanced meals for 5 days, 5 meals a day. So already people are like, what? You get to eat? And it's, you're doing a balance of protein, carbohydrates, and fat, because that is scientifically proven over and over and over again that that is really the only thing that works to keep us sustained and feeling, you know, energized throughout the day. So I knew for myself, I didn't want to be doing a detox where I couldn't work out or I was going to be hangry and, you know, want to bite someone's head off. So the
hangry,
the portions,
I love that.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've all gone there. And you always have that one coworker who's on that constant diet. And you're like, can you just go eat something already? So I wrote the plan, 5 meals a day. And it is vegan, but I don't like to call it vegan. I call it plant-based or just whole food. So the reason that we titled the book The 5-Day Real Food Detox is because I don't want people to, you know, hear a certain label that it's plant-based or vegan and kind of freak out, because you do have an option to have an egg every day if you want. You cut out dairy and, you know, soda, and you do cut out gluten as well. But the big thing behind this is it teaches you how to eat consistently for your life. It's not like you get off. Like, I remember doing a juice cleanse, and I probably licked my plate clean of every meal I had from, you know, 3 weeks after that. And I ended up gaining back any weight that I'd lost. And so this is exactly opposite of that, that by the time you come off of it, you feel so good that you're like, wow, I actually really understand how to eat correctly for energy, what the portion sizes should be. So, you know, you're eating everything from like roasted red peppers filled with quinoa and mushrooms and sauteed veggies to you actually get pancakes on the detox. You do have one smoothie. You have a scramble option in the morning. So there's lots of mix and match, and the recipes are absolutely delicious. And that's because you're using lots of herbs and spices. And then the other thing with the detox plan is that you are eating at times that is your digestion is best versus not as good. So we know that people's digestion is not as good at night, and we typically crave comfort foods. So therefore you have more of a home-cooked, warming, heated meal versus during lunch when you need that energy and you don't want to feel heavy, you have more of a raw meal. So there's lots that went into it, and it's 5 days and it works wonders. I highly recommend it, not just because I wrote it, but because it works.
Well, this time I'm bringing up the chips with a point. I need to do your detox, basically, because my body is not used to that much fried food. Now, because this is Foodie Friday, why don't you share some of your favorite recipes for us?
Do you want it from the detox or just in general?
Oh, yes. Well, both. That would be great.
Okay. Let's see. So I do a lot of recipes on my website. I give away, you know, tons of new recipes each week. And one of my favorite ones from there, and it's kind of counterintuitive of why I'm saying this, but it's peanut butter cups, chocolate peanut butter cups. Mm. And I call them the Mock Reese's peanut butter cups. And that is because you see how incredibly simple they are to make. And they are so much healthier. They taste exactly like Reese's do. And they're just so much healthier for you that there's almost no reason to kind of go and eat the bad version of it and feel guilty versus you can make this and eat it and not feel guilty. So that's definitely one of my favorites. And as I said, I love chocolate. So naturally, that
sounds so good. Well, tell us what's in those. I mean, obviously, like natural peanut butter. Do you use a dark chocolate? What else do you do?
So I recommend about a 70% dark chocolate. I found that if you go a little higher, it doesn't taste quite good. And then, you know, obviously, if you want milk chocolate, then go for it. I always say it's all about the quality, not quantity. So buying, you know, really organic, 100% natural products. So the peanut butter has no salt. You add it yourself so that you know how much you're putting in. I also recommend getting peanut butter that doesn't already have oil. So if you look at labels, a lot of times it'll say, you know, the peanuts, some type of oil, salt, sugar. And you're like, whoa, I just wanted peanut butter. So you get that. And all you do is you mix the peanut butter with a little pinch of sea salt. I like Himalayan sea salt. A dash of vanilla extract, and so just those three ingredients, and you mix it all up, and then you take the chocolate, you melt it, and then you put it in these little chocolate molds, freeze that for 10 minutes, put it in, top it with chocolate, and you're good to go. I mean, it's such an incredibly simple recipe, and it tastes amazing, and total crowd pleaser.
Sounds so good.
It is so good, right? In terms of other recipes, I went on Access Hollywood this past summer, and I did a summer comfort food made healthy. So two of the recipes that I made, I really, really loved. One of them was a fried chicken. So instead of actually deep frying your chicken, what you do is you use, quinoa flakes. And then I did oats. And you pulse the oats with some nutritional yeast, and you can throw a little bit of salt in there and maybe some paprika. And then you take your chicken, you put an egg around it, you know, like you do for the wash. And then you coat it in this and you bake it instead with a little drizzle of olive oil on top. And it tastes it comes out super crispy. It tastes exactly like fried chicken. And it's very good for you because of the nutritional yeast has B vitamins in it. And it's just, again, a much, much healthier, easy way to do something like that. And then the other one that I did that I really liked was a new version of French toast, and you take your, you can do one or two pieces. I like to make this and then share it with someone, but you take two slices of, you know, we'll say like Ezekiel bread or some sort of paleo-esque bread I always recommend, and you put some almond butter in the center with some sliced strawberries, and then you do the wash over it and then kind of fry it in the frying pan. And so it's now, and then you, what you do is you heat up berries either on the stove or in the microwave, and you use that instead of maple syrup. So already you now have your fats, your protein, and then your sweetness from the berries, which are really good for you. So winning combination. And these are all on my website, by the way.
Good. Yeah, I mean, in your book, you've got the most beautiful photographs of these amazing vegetables that look like they were just picked or just gotten from the farmer's market, and pictures of grains and beans and all kinds of great stuff. And you can tell that you've put so much work into this. And what are some of your favorite recipes that have like a lot of different vegetables in them?
I mean, for me, really anything with a salad. So here's a random fun fact. I actually really dislike lettucey things like kale and spinach. When I do a salad, it's my ratio of like actual salad is probably 1 to 10 of all this other stuff. So, you know, like the chewable thing. So I'll put like, you know, 20 little lettuce, I don't count obviously, but like a very small handful of lettuce leaves. And then I'll put in like steamed broccoli and some roasted, I love roasting, beets and carrots and broccoli, beets, carrots, sweet potato. So I'll do all of that. I'll put in, you know, black beans. So for me, making a salad is really about choosing different colored vegetables. And then obviously I eat plant-based most of the time. So then I'll throw in, you know, like black beans or edamame or lentils or sometimes hemp or, you know, whatever it might be. And I try to keep it really colorful and different sources of vegetables and proteins and fats. And I always have avocado on there. So that's always, you know, an easy one to go to. Stir fries, again, because it's so simple that you just chop it all up, throw it in a pan. From my book, one of my favorite recipes, and I actually remember doing, well, I'll tell you, so it's the taco bowl. And that one, nice. I actually wrote the recipe the day that I had submitted my book for like final submission. And like we'd gone through all the editing process, and I randomly had this brilliant idea the night before to make this taco bowl out of the portobello mushroom and how to use the detox ingredients. And I remember making it, and it was one of the best meals I've ever had. And so I, you know, frantically emailed my editor being like, please, before we go forward, I have to include this. So that's from the detox. That's one of my favorites. And it uses, you know, this big, juicy portobello mushroom that, you know, it has a very meaty texture. So for those people who still eat meat, and, you know, that's totally fine, trying out alternatives like a portobello mushroom really kind of gives you an idea of how vegetables can seem very meat-like, if that makes sense.
Yes. And I think that's such a great idea. And I have to do the beets. I haven't done the beets yet. I haven't roasted them. The other day, I roasted some poblano chilies. Oh, my gosh, I made this amazing soup. No, I had some organic chicken broth and some coconut milk, and I put the poblano peppers in it and some chili powder. It was almost like a Mexican Thai kind of soup. It had all kinds of vegetables in it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just found it online. It's funny because I'm the type, I'll be like, oh, I'll tell my husband, I'm gonna make this recipe. He goes, yeah, okay, hon. And then I'll come home. Did you make the recipe? Oh, I got so busy or this and that, or I'll cook it next week. And when I found that one, he said, okay, I want do it now. Just go to the store. I'll drive, you know, our daughter to school. Just go to the store, get the ingredients, just make it. And I'm so glad he said that because I've made it 3 times since then. It's really, really tasty.
And soups are one of those things that people like to overcomplicate them again, being like, oh, if I don't have all the ingredients, I can't make it. It's like, no, soup is honestly throw whatever you have into a pot, boil some water, throw in, you know, some like organic stock and blend it. And one of my favorite recipes is kind of what you say. It's like a Thai, sweet potato Thai-ish style thing. So I do sweet potato, sometimes black beans. I'll do cauliflower, coconut milk, ginger, and lime. And you just blend it all up. And it is so insanely good.
Nikki, you are so great. The time goes by so fast. I definitely want to have you back. I mean, Foodie Friday is so much fun, and I'd love to have people on like you who could give us foods that not only taste delicious, but make us look and feel great. So tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
Oh, I agree. I can't believe all this time has just gone by. It's amazing when you talk about food, and like we all talk about food all the time. So, you can find me online just by Googling my name, Nikki Sharp. That's the name of my website, NikkiSharp.com. Same with Instagram, Twitter. It's Nikki R Sharp. But yeah, you on my website, there's links and all of that. So I love talking to people and any of the listeners out there. If you guys have questions about foods, or if you have a recipe you want me to make healthy, definitely tweet it to me or message me on Instagram, because I love hearing from everyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Nikki, I can't wait to have you back. In the meantime, everybody check out Nikki Sharp and her book, The 5-Day Real Food Detox. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps. Again, Talk Healthy Today. You can also find us on RadioMD.com. You can also go to It'sYourHealthWithLisaDavis.com to find Talk Healthy Today and some other shows I do. So I hope you'll check it out. Everybody, take care of yourself. Thanks for listening and stay well.